Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Thank you, my family. How are you doing? It is May 23rd. It's about 10:30 New York time, and we're supposed to get 70 degrees. It is so good to get heat because we've been having rain, rain, and rain. Folks, before I get into the topic today, which is about my IRA, which is a new government retirement program that I'm kind of excited about, and I want you to be excited about it as well, I just want to give you some basic things for the new people who don't know about the Cheap Cheetah Money Show and where they can go and everything like that. So bear with me. Folks, you know I have a Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, so please visit me on Facebook. Become part of the Facebook family, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show family, and join us and let us know what's going on when it comes to your saving, making, and having fun with money. Also, you can visit my website at cheapcheetah.com, which gives you all the information to different things, the stores, the Facebook page, the Twitter page, all that good stuff. So I encourage you to visit me at cheapcheetah.com or the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook or the Twitter page. Just become involved, folks. We've been together. We are family. Come on, let's do this. It's 2016 is almost over. 2017 will be here before you know it. And I want to ask you, what have you been doing, especially with your money life? I want you to be financially free, and I want you to do stuff. Don't sit on your little behind and just say, okay, money's going to come to me, because it doesn't work like that. So let's do this together because we are family. You know, we help each other. And that was your early morning speech for today. Okay. We're going to talk about my IRA, okay? I've talked about this maybe last year before when the government was thinking about it, but now they've actually started putting it into effect. So I'm excited about this. What my IRA, government program for people who don't have IRAs, which are retirement accounts, our President Obama has signed into an agreement where the government will help you open a retirement account. The best part is it's cheap, and you know I like cheap. I like to save, and I like to do it on the cheap, and this is cheap. So we're going to talk about that today. But whether you like our president or you don't, this is not a political show, but I want to just remind you of a few things. Since he's came into office, we've had some pretty good stuff if you took advantage of it. First of all, we had the clunker program where you turn in your piece of crap car and you get a new one, almost dirt cheap. Then we had the homeowners buyer program, first-time homeowners, where if you buy a home within a certain period of time, then the government will give you almost like $8,000 back towards your down payment and towards your closing costs. And now this retirement, so we can, in his term of office, we could get a house, a car, and retirement if you took advantage of the programs that was offered. This new president coming up, I don't know what we're going to get, but this is not a political show, so back to my main topic, my IRA. My IRA is a plan to create retirement accounts aimed at people who don't have one, where they work, or people who are self-employed, don't have the money that they can come up with a couple of thousand dollars. My IRA will help you start an IRA account that's easy, quick, and like I said, cheap. Okay? The counts are targeted towards millions of low and middle-income Americans who don't have access to employee-sponsored retirement plans. Self-employed people, people, for example, like waitresses, service workers, factory workers whose employers are not giving them retirement plans, or who employees are giving them small pensions when they retire after 100 years and the pension's not going to be enough. Because I always told you, when it comes to you and your money and your retirement, it's about you. Retirement is a three-legged stool, footstool. It's Social Security if we have it, it's pension if you have it, and it's your own individual retirement investment accounts. So you have to always do you. Okay, and my IRA, my IRA, is going to help you do that. Okay, my IRA, because it's supposed to be my IRA, but my IRA works as a Roth IRA. These accounts will be invested in government savings bonds and will be backed by our U.S. government. Means the savers never loses their principal. Okay, so the government guaranteed and the government backed. Okay, how much can you start with? Some say as little as $25. Some say as little as $5. Okay, and you can contribute once a month $5 to the account. Okay, you can go to look it up on your computer. MyRA. I think it's .com or .gov, and they will give you a list. You'll go to the personal website, and they will give you a list to answer all your questions, how do you start and everything. But even, for example, if you're starting with $25, you can't tell me that you can't find $25 to start an IRA with, okay? $25, folks, it's one less thing that you buy at the grocery store. It's one less thing that you buy that you really thought you need, that you didn't need. It's finding something to sell on eBay. It's having a garage sale and selling what you can because this is the garage sale season and taking that money and putting towards opening my IRA or and then taking finding $5 afterwards. Now, you can find $5 a month. Even if you collect the coins or do what you have to do, $25 a start and $5 every month. And even if you want to get bold and say, okay, I'm going to give them $5 every week, that's $20 a month. Come on. You tell me that you can't find $20 a month? You know, you may have to do without or sacrifice or have them pull it from the check because out of sight, out of mind, which I'll tell you how you can, how you start and how you put the money in. But you can find a way. You find a way to buy stuff that you really don't need. You find a way to go out in the street and, you know, do your little partying and stuff. Then you can find a way to put some money towards your retirement. Because trust me, if you're anything like my pension, which is not going to be that much, you're going to have to find other avenues in order to get your money from. And this, to me, is a good deal. Okay, it's backed by the government. You're not going to get a lot of interest, which we'll talk about in a minute. But right now I'm just talking about $25 a month. Just open it and $5 just every month or every week or when you get the extra money. That's nothing. I love that. You can set up an account with MyRA.com. There are two ways you can send them. First, you can do it through direct deposit from your checking account. Just send them money started. Or you can do it through payroll deduction from your paycheck. Or they will take your income tax check if you're still trying to file for income tax, which this is past April 15th. So, you know, you're a little late there with filing income taxes. But you can have them take it out your check, your payroll check. You can have them take it out your checking account. Or you can have them take it from your income tax, your tax refund they'll take it from. Folks, to me, I can't tell you how great this is. I may even do it my daggone self. And the good part about this is that you can have other accounts, okay? You can have a Roth IRA already. You can have pension from your job. You can have a another retirement plan outside of your job, and you can still open a My IRA. But let me tell you, the average percentage on these accounts are like 2%. Okay, because they're government-backed and because they're putting them into very conservative accounts, it's not going to fluctuate like the market is. You're not going to get maybe 8% one time and then maybe 10%, and then if market goes down, maybe 3%. It's not going to fluctuate. It's going to be like a steady kind of growth kind of thing, almost like you're putting them into like savings bonds. But it's steady, and it's not bad. And you're not going to lose your principal according to what the government's saying. So, like I said, I praise this. I think this is great because it's cheap and it's easy, all right? You do need to have a few things that they do require from you, like your Social Security number and a few other things. But go to their website, myra.com, or put in government retirement plans, and then it'll pop up. And it'll take you directly to the main website, and you can read all the things that you need to know. And if you have questions or whatever, there's someone there to tell you directly what's going on. I'm just giving you the basics of it. Once you open this account, and after you go over $15,000 in the account, they do require you to roll it over into a private sector. Okay? You roll it over into a private Roth IRA or any other private sector that deals with retirement accounts, because they are only allowing you to $15,000 in this account, which is not bad. Okay? Told you the reason I'm talking about this, because it's great for people who don't have pensions. It's great for people who their employer is not giving them anything, and it's cheap, and it should be very easy. Will be about 24 year. Okay, and they're allowing you to have saving up to $15,000 before you have to turn it over. Okay, and because you know you can't depend on Social Security, you know you can't depend on your employer for your pension. Only person you can depend on when it comes to retirement is you. Okay, it's all about you. So when you decide you want to retire after 30, 40 years, and your employee's like, well, look, I have nothing for you because we don't do pensions, then what are you going to do? How are you going to live the rest of your life and you have no money coming in? Because Social Security truly is not enough. You know, where, especially if you live in an expensive city, even if you don't live in an expensive city, Social Security is not enough. If you get maybe $1,200 a month, you're getting good. Some people get $800 a month. That's not enough. Not with today, with the way rents are. So the key notes for this, and I want you to go check this out. You have to have, okay, in order to open this, I forgot to tell you, you have to have earned income, such as a salary or wage in the U.S., okay? So you have to be earning some kind of money. So if you're a freelancer, then you're putting your stuff out on eBay or you have your own shop, you're earning money. Because if you do your income taxes, you earn money. If you work at McDonald's or Walmart, you're earning money. If you have Social Security coming in or disability or some kind of money coming in where you're not earning it, you may not be eligible to get into My IRA, okay? Because it has to be earned income, even if you earn $5. If you do mystery shopping, okay, and you earn $20 for the year, that's earned income. If you earn $5 for the year, that's earned income. If somebody buys something from you, earned income. If you go out and sell fruit in the street, if you're a fruit vendor, or you sell T-shirts, or you sell tickets or something, and you make a couple of dollars, earned income, okay? Has to be earned income. And that's kind of easy because everyone can earn something. Even if you work and do yards or whatever the case may be, you earn the income, okay? Not everything has a form to it, but you earn the income. For singles, you cannot make over $132,000 a year in earned income. For married, $194,000 for a married couple. So if you're making 100, $32,000 a year and you're single, you don't need this. This is basically for low and middle income people. It's basically for anybody who doesn't have, already have an established Roth IRA or regular IRA or stocks and bonds and stuff like that outside of their norm of their employee's pension or their employee's retirement program. This is for people, which is, there are millions of them that don't have any money set aside for their retirement. Okay? I'm not putting you down if you make $132,000. If you're single, God bless you. Even if you're a couple making $194,000, you don't really need this program because truly you've already put your money into outside investments already. If you haven't, then you're kind of foolish. But you've already invested your money in other things that will make you money in the long run when you retire. So this to you is, you know, really not towards you and it's not for you. So I meant to tell you that. I also told you, which I think that's great, you can have this kind of account and you can have other traditional Roth accounts. Even if you have a 401k plan from your employee, you can still open an account, which I think is good because it's giving you more accounts in order for you to put more money in for your towards your retirement. And it's easy. Like I said, we talked about the $25. It's affordable, and it's $5 going forward or $20 going for whatever you can afford. And you can sign up at myira.gov or the customer service support is 855-406-6972. You can speak to somebody in customer service about this program. The program is the phone number is 855-406-6972. So it's pretty good, I think, okay? A lot of people's like, oh, well, it's only 2% and there's a problem with the program. But, yeah, you know, everybody's always going to find fault with something. And I grant it, you know, it may not be perfect, but you know where to start. And what other person, what other president was offering some kind of retirement plan for people who couldn't afford it, right? Now you're getting a retirement plan that's affordable, and you can make up to $15,000, which that's pretty good in a lot of people's eyes. I know in my eyes, it's if I can make $15,000 towards my retirement, that's pretty daggone good. Because after a while, you started a momentum. You started with 25 and you put $5 a month or you put $20 a month. If you have extra money, you throw that in after your bills and everything are paid. And then once you've accumulated $15,000 over the course of a year, you move it over into a Roth IRA. But by the time you get to $15,000, you've already built up the momentum and it's already like second nature for you to throw some money in to your Roth IRA. Now, in the private sector, it's going to be different. And I'm just going to let you know a little bit about that. Once you finish with MyRA and you got your $15,000, and say you move your money over, you open a Roth IRA and say a private mutual fund like Franklin Templeton or Janus or American Fund, whatever it is you're going to put the money into. If you're going like the brokerage route, basically, the minimum they want you to have for Roth IRAs is like $100. So instead of $5 you were used to once a month, you may have to boost that up to like $100. Save a little bit more money if you can and put, you know, $100 more towards your private Roth IRA. That depends on the company. The ones I'm dealing with, they require me to put $100 in. But you can also, if you're going to private, put the money in there and leave it and just let it grow. But it will fluctuate up and down depending on where you put the money. And I'm only talking about if you put the money in brokerage firms like Janus and Franklin Templeton and T. Rowe and American Funds. I'm only talking about if you put money in there. And if you do it in a bank, that's a whole nother story and that's a whole nother ball game that I'm not going to get into. But you have to really think this is great for starting out, but going forward, if you do private, they may require you to put a little bit more money into it. So I think it's great. I think it's a really good idea. Yeah, the percentages are not that high, but, you know, you have safety too. This is like a safe investment. This is like, consider it like putting your money into a CD account. CDs suck, and the interest is not that good, but your principal is safe. And that's what these programs, MyRA, is trying to do. Make your principal safe, and whatever little interest you get on it, you get on it, and then you keep it moving. We're not requiring you to have $3,000 just to open the fund. We're not requiring you to have $5,000 to open the fund. $25. And like I said, I can tell you how to get $25. You know how to get $25. Come on. You probably got $25 laying around somewhere that you're trying to use for something that's nonsense. Use the $25. Call the people up. And I'm going to give you the number again. Call the customer service people up or go online and find out what the program is about. And the customer service number is 855-406-6972. Like I said, I may even do this because I think it's such a great deal and I'm so overjoyed with it. I may even call them up and sign up for it. You know, and I have some outside things, but I just think this is great. And $25 is nothing. $5, I just rolled some coins the other day that was like $25 that I could put in there. So you can find coins. You can, like I said, have a garage sale. You can sell some stuff. You can work some extra hours on your job. Take the overtime money that you would normally have and take that and put it into your Roth. There's ways, folks. There are ways. And if you can't find ways, email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com. Say, I listened to you talk about my IRA. Could you give me some suggestions on how I get the $25 and how I maintain the $5 going forward once a month? I will gladly give you some suggestions because I think this is a great idea and I think you need to get into it. First, investigate it because I just gave you a basics. But, you know, get into it. If you don't, if you're not doing anything for your retirement already. And on that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can be on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about, or you would like a great commercial like this, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss it. Thank you. Now, back to our program. The MyRA is good, but we have a few minutes, so let's find out what's going on in your world. I will tell you the craziest thing that happened to me. This is between us because we're family, so I can tell you this. Okay. You know I'm a cheap cheater, and you know I like to save money, but I also like to enjoy my life too, which I want you to do as well, but do it on the cheap. Anyway, make a long story short, I went on a mini vacation because I had to get away, and I went down to Atlantic City, which is Atlantic City, New Jersey, to Caesars because they give me free rooms, and usually I get free food and a couple of free plays, you know, off of them on the slot machine. Anyway, I got a free room, didn't get anything else. Usually I'm spoiled. I'm a very spoiled child, so I like a certain room because they give it to me. They didn't give me what I wanted this time, folks. Okay, and because I raised holy hell, what they end up doing was giving me a buffet, the free buffet, and they gave me free parking. That was all well and good. Their buffet in Atlantic City is $80. And if you go to my Facebook page, you will see some pictures. It was not worth the $80 for two people. $80 to eat was not worth it. Also, the free parking, it used to be $5 to park there. Now it's $20 to $25 to park. Atlantic City, I can't say Vegas because I love Vegas, but the casinos in Atlantic City are nickel and diming their people to death, okay? They've raised the price of being down there enjoying a vacation so much, you don't find the people down there as much as you used to, okay? Because they're not giving them anything. It used to be a place where you go for a quick little getaway. A lot of people are not going anymore because they used to give you free shows, nice rooms for free. Well, you would pay the tax and the resort fee. So it will come out to maybe if you stay 2 days, maybe like $50, which is not bad. They're not doing that. Atlantic City is nickel and diming because the people are not coming anymore. We still had a good time. It was still nice, but it was a disappointment in the way that they are treating you now. You used to be treated good. You're treated like, okay, so what? The attitudes down there was like, so what? And that's really bad for business. If you have a business, you cannot treat your people like you don't care anymore. Because when you stop caring, the people stop caring. And when they stop caring, what happens? They stop coming. And if you need the people to support your business and they're not there, what happens? The place, you are bankrupt, place is closed, and you're going to be looking for a job, and that's not what your intent is. If you're in any kind of customer service, you should be happy to have a job because a lot of people don't have a job. And the job you do have, maybe you're doing it for a couple of years, and maybe you're doing a job with two or three people, but you have a job and you have a paycheck. My thing is be grateful. Put a smile on your face and keep it moving, especially if you're in a service business where you rely on the people for your livelihood. They could take a lesson from a lot of other companies that treat their people right. And that's just my personal opinion. Like I said, a lot of people go down there and love it, but I don't see the people that I used to in Atlantic City. But basically, I went down there because I need to spend quality time with family, and that's what I did. So that was my little story as far as Atlantic City. It's just not what it used to be. It used to be fun. Now it's like they don't appreciate me, and I do not spend my money where I am not appreciated. They don't offer you anything that's really like, wow, you know, it's worth going down there. Not when New York City and Pennsylvania and Delaware has so many other casinos where you can go in, spend a day, and come back, and they appreciate you. They give you free food. They give you free slot play. They give you gifts and stuff. And that's another thing. Let me tell you about that real quick. I got a minute and 45 seconds. We went down there. I kept seeing all these people with these boxes of pots and pans. We said, okay, we're going to go over. We should be able to get some pots and pans. They told us we couldn't get no pots and pans because our play rate wasn't high enough. That's crazy, right? You will not even give me pots and pans, and I've come down here and spent what little money I spent, and you treat me like a bald-headed stepchild. And I said, never more. No more, folks. Me and Atlantic City is peace out. But that was my little money adventure. I want to say thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. God bless you. I appreciate you. I thank my people in my chat rooms, my archivers, my everybody. I love my family, and I want you to have a great week. I want you to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. And on that note, I love you. I appreciate you. And Cheap Cheetah says, save that money, folks. Until next time, have a great day.